This is Claudia's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
I had just moved to a new city and barely even knew where the grocery store was yet. When my car wouldn't start one morning, I didn't know who to ask about local shops. But I remembered a name from back home, O'Reilly Auto Parts. I called and they pointed me to a great mechanic just down the street. Now I feel a little more at home.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 31st day of August. Wow, the last day of August 2022. Summer is flying by. It's just flying by. And tonight we have as our producer none other than Courageous.
Good evening, everybody.
And then we have way out yonder there in Missouri, the Parson Joe Larson.
Yes, I'll accept that. I'm here, ready to go back to work.
And then like a rose between all of the thorns, we have the all-natural herbal marm, nature's apothecary woman, Wendy Wilson.
Good evening, Pastor.
Good evening, young lady. All right, we got a lot to talk about tonight, but first we got to get started this way. Last night we prayed for Marilyn Nichols, and today, well, she died. She died today, this morning. And so
we always pray, if it be thy will, and it sounds like the Lord was calling her home.
Yeah, he took her home. She finished her course, and she ran a good race. And she, Marilyn was a hard worker. Even when she was sick, even with cancer, she worked, and she, she just kept up. And anyhow, producing, and they sure did a lot for this ministry as far as printing. They did all of our printing, at Newberry Printing. And so our most, most, most sincere condolences to her husband, Bob, and the family. Bob, I've known Bob for 60 years. We've been good friends. And so anyhow, again, our most sincere condolences. And Bobby's, he's, when you've been married as long as he has, and well, I'm going to tell you, it's not easy to lose someone you've spent your whole life with, you know.
Well, Scripture says two become one, and a marriage like that, a good Christian marriage, they do become one, and it's like half of you dies.
Yeah. So he's been with her for so long. Well, anyhow, that's what's happening on that scene. So again, I wanted to say our most, most sincere condolences to Bob, and we know that Marilyn loved the Lord, so we know where she went, huh?
Amen. Well, we know the angels are happy in heaven because another Christian showed up.
All right, and with that, we got a whole lot to do tonight, so we're going to get going. And, Joe, remember the title of the message?
Canceled by God. In other words, the cancel culture will be canceled by God.
Absolutely. And I'm a... I'm preaching another message this week, Lord's willing. It's called Truth or Consequences by God. Okay? In other words, these truth or consequences are the truth and consequences that God has written. And so we're going to take a look at that because, boy, I'm going to tell you, if there's anything that's sorely lacking from the media today, and especially the Biden regime, it's truth. It is totally, totally void of truth. Huh.
And we know if God said there's a consequence, it will happen.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
So we're going to pick it up where we left off. Joe, let's go to Revelation chapter 18. And Wendy, don't be afraid just to jump in if you have a question or a comment. Joe, read verses 1 through 3 and then pause.
All right. My book even says the fall of Babylon. And after these things, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great has fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies.
Joe, at that time, in the Roman Empire, when that applied, now, the application, if we go back, we look at Babylon. Babylon has three parts, doesn't it? It's the political,
economic, and political, yeah.
Right. And so here now, and the application we're going to see as we go through this, Revelation 18, how we saw this whole thing play out. We saw it play out on 9/11 in New York City. New York City is a perfect example of Babylon. Corruption, you know, is totally corrupt. And so here now, you know, the merchants of the Roman Empire, they grew rich by the business people, just like they did today, by exploiting the sinful pleasures of their society. And today, the business people are doing the very same thing. They're growing rich, whether it's drugs, whether it's pornography, whatever that you have out there, they're growing rich. The fake news media, everything, and pedophilia, what happened with Joe Biden in Pennsylvania when he called out to that little girl. And here, what is happening, we see them, now they're out of the closet, and they're pushing, and Joe is the leader. Joe is a pedophile. Everything has come out. We told you about this about a year ago almost, about his daughter's diary, where he was...
What do you think they had to send the FBI? When else in history has finding a diary that somebody lost, misplaced, it wasn't stolen, it wasn't in full of national secrets, but they send the FBI SWAT team to get a diary? It must have something really, really bad in it.
Oh, yeah, it does. The diary, she talked about the diary. We already had it. I mean, what was in it already came out. And you had two homeless people, went to prison for they didn't steal the diary. They didn't steal it. She left it there.
Yeah.
But the FBI wanted to put them on ice. The corruption is unbelievable there. And so, no, what's happening, though, they're out. See, and here, what they're doing is they're changing the word pedophilia, Wendy. They're changing that to minor attraction. You no longer...
Persons, minor attracted persons.
Right, yeah. This is the NBC, ABC, CBS. And what's happening now in these children's hospitals is this. It's horrible. It's terrible what is going on. It shows you how deep we are and how close we are to the Lord's return, how close we are to going into a full tribulation. They've gone right to the pit of hell in these children's hospitals. The Democratic Communist Party is seething. It's seething in pedophilia, okay? And so here. And so Joe Biden came right out like he is the champion of pedophiles now. He's the champion of pedophiles, Joe Biden is. And so here, read verse 4 through 8.
And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye may be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. For her sins have reached unto heaven, and God hath remembered her iniquities. Reward her even as she rewarded you, and double unto her double according to her works. In the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. For she saith in her heart, I sit a queen and am no widow, and shall see no sorrow. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her.
And so we're going to see now, now again, if we take today the application to New York City would be a perfect example. The people in Babylon in that day, Joe, lived in luxury and pleasure. They boasted, I set a queen and she'll see no sorrow. And, well, of course, the powerful and wealthy people of this world today. Let me ask you this. Do you think George Soros thinks he needs God? Do you think...
He thinks he is a god. What do you mean, needs
well,
one?
Yeah, well, he has said that, yeah. But what do you think about Oprah? Oprah said that she is her own salvation. She's her own source.
Yeah, she can create, she can make her own salvation. Yeah, and the rest of us could do likewise. We can create our own salvation, yeah.
And so, what about Hillary? Do you think
she's just a witch, you know. I don't think she believes at all.
No, do you think, look.
She does. She believes that they're going to overcome him.
When I picture Hillary now, and remember the witch and Wizard of Oz, the witch, the evil witch, she had all of those monkeys flying around, those monkeys. This is the FBI. Hillary has complete and total power over
the deep state. The whole deep state, really.
Hillary has, they have enough on everybody out there. And Hillary, because of her corruption, and remember, Obamanation and Hillary, they placed the most corrupt people they could in the places where they were.
Every department in government, and we would say, look what he's doing now. Look what Obama's done now. Look who he put here. Look what he did there.
We did it for 8 years, didn't we?
Years doing that.
We should see who. You see who he just appointed here, and so we told you the most strategic places in government, he was putting. It was almost like Obama went to the gates of hell and knocked on the gates and said, "Send me your worst. Send me the very worst. I got jobs for him." Okay, and that's exactly what they did. And today, you've got probably one of the most corrupt cops in all of history, Merrick Garland. Merrick Garland is. Did you hear what he recently has said? He has warned, threatened any FBI agents not to go to their congressmen. Okay, not to go to the. In other words, they said you don't have a right of grievance now. Okay, so anyhow,
you don't have a right of grievance.
Right, and he has threatened them. I'm going to start and read my. My commentary again. This time I'm going to read it all the way through. And I'm going to start off with where I started from the beginning, in a conversation with a leftist individual. You know, I noticed and that appeared to be maybe a hint of reality setting in with this fella, because he asked me why I thought that my reporting from our news sources, Joe, had more credibility than his left-wing sources. And my response was that we believed that it is a sin to lie. We believed... and we know what God's Word, the Bible, tells you. Revelation 21, verse 8, the last thing it says is all liars will have a place in the lake of fire. So to us, lying is wrong. It's repulsive. It's a sin. To you people, to your sources, they are contracted to lie. They are contracted. See, This is a reality, what I'm telling you. It's they are contracted to tell whatever narrative, they call it a narrative instead of a lie, whatever they're told, this is what you're going to say. Forget whether if it's got an ounce of truth at all, if it's got any truth at all, as long, okay, as it serves the purpose of the Communist Party. And so here, we believe, and I told them, here, we believe that killing babies is murder. And it's child sacrifice. That's what God's word, the Bible. You folks, your side believes that it's a constitutional right of a woman, and it's also a convenience for her. We believe that organ harvesting is a horrible, horrible sin. Your side believes that it's profitable industry, and as long as, of course, as long as you're not the one that's being harvested, right? Yeah.
Right.
We believe that the LGBTQ, the lewd, gross, belligerent, transgressing queer, is, as God's word says, an abomination, a serious, serious transgression against God of nature and all of nature. And your side believes that it's not only acceptable, but it's preferred lifestyle. And so we believe that hypocrisy is a sin. Your side believes that it's something to be practiced and embraced. We believe that there are only two genders, male and female. And we base this on the absolute and complete word of the Creator, the one who created us. Your side believes in an imaginary and freakish gender orgy. I mean, anything in your side, you know, you can consider a gender. And so here, we believe that the definition of marriage is a union of one man, one woman, as ordained by God, who gave us the first divine institution. Well, God gave us the institution. That was the very first divine institution. And when he gave it to us, he gave us the definition, right? What did Jesus say? He said, I tell you that in the beginning, it was meant for one man, one woman. Okay? And so here, today, you know, again, it doesn't have to be a man and a woman. It could be two sodomites. It could be somebody with their pet. I mean, there's no telling what it could be. And, you know, We play a song. I think we should play that song again. If you're listening out to Craig, are you listening out there? Maybe we might play that we haven't played it in a long time, called the marriage parody. But that is funny, anyhow. But they, you know, to them, any freakish thing, right? We know that that marriage cannot be by two sodomites, by animals, by two lesbians. Okay, we know what both a man and a woman are. You know, right? They don't. Men, listen to this. Men can be fathers, sons, brothers, uncles, cousins, grandfathers, or stepfathers. Right? Listen to this. Right. You know, I should be much more qualified to run for the Supreme Court because I happen to know what a woman is. Women can be mothers.
You define her, huh?
Yeah. Women can be mothers. They can be daughters. They can be sisters, cousins, aunts, or grandmothers. You see, a man cannot be a mother. A man can't be a mother, no matter how much they want that to happen. Buttigieg, a man can't be a mother, right? Okay, and we know that the 1619 theory is nothing but a hoax. And they know it, too. That's one thing they know, too. They know that, too, that they made it up, of course. We know that it's pointless to put tampon dispensers in boys' bathrooms because boys don't have menstrual periods. They really don't. I mean, have you ever heard of a boy that had a menstrual period? Wendy, have you ever heard of a boy having a menstrual period?
No, can't say that I have.
Have you ever heard of a man having a baby?
No.
And so, have you ever seen a man nursing a baby?
No, he can't.
Well, let me ask you a question, because this one's deep. This is deep. Get ready for it. Ready? If he had a baby, would he be a man?
No, definitely not.
Okay, there you go.
It's too weird.
Okay, so well, you see here, this is something that's far beyond what you'll learn at Harvard or Yale. They're not ready for this yet. You'd have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to get to this level there. Okay, now, that's true. Okay, now, we know that men that feel like they're women are still males. They're not women because they feel like they're women, but what they really are is fools. Would you agree to that, Joe?
I would totally agree with that, because every cell in their body has an X and Y chromosome, and that makes them male in every of those billions and billions and billions of cells in their body, and you cannot change those cells. Therefore, they cannot change what they are. I mean, simple fact of science. They say follow the science, and then they tell you to ignore it.
So, Joe, have you ever felt like you were a woman?
No. Never even considered it.
Now, if you did, would you register as a Democrat for doing that?
I think I'd commit suicide before I'd register as a Democrat. Even at gunpoint. I wouldn't do it at gunpoint. Let's put it that way.
Well, in fact, let me tell you, though, you better be careful, because just about all of those Republicans, once they've died, start voting as Democrats. Look at the rules. It's happened all over the country.
The dead voter rules make quite a transition, don't they?
Yeah. As soon as they die, they start voting as Democrats.
Democrats.
Okay.
I guess if you're dead, spiritually dead or physically dead, yeah, that would make sense.
Get ready for a challenge, because I'm gonna read something to you. This is for both of you. And now, so I want you to be able to make an application. If it doesn't come to you, I'll help you along now. See how the application applies to today. Okay. This is written by Vladimir Lenin. And he writes this. It is necessary immediately for all legal communist parties to form illegal organizations for the purpose of systematically carrying out illegal work, of fully preparing for the moment when the bourgeoisie resorts to persecution. Illegal work is particularly necessary in the army, the navy, and the police. Now, Joe, can you apply that to a government or a political party that has in that party a deep state that does illegal work, that a corrupted government that does illegal work?
And especially, just like our government, they do all kinds of illegal things that are against the Constitution, but they, according to the liberal press, they call it social justice, and they call that their morality.
So would you say that applies to the DOJ and the FBI?
Mm-hmm. Very much.
Okay, now listen to this. Let's see if we can maybe pull out of this burn, loot, and murder, or what they call Black Lives Matter, or some of the Obama appointees, those that have really done corrupt, illegal things. Now, this is written by Lenin, too. He writes, a working-class agitator who is in any way shows talent and promise should not work 11 hours a day. We should see to it that he lives on the funds of the party, that he is able to, in good time, to adopt an illegal manner of existence, that he has the opportunity of changing his sphere of activities. Otherwise, he will not gain experience. He will not broaden his outlook. He will not be able to hold out for as most several years in the struggle against the police. Do you think that
that... In other words, he becomes a paid whore.
Well, he becomes a paid whore, but let me ask you this. Does that sound like AOC and the squat and the defund the police movement?
Sure.
Okay. What do you think, Wendy?
Yeah, sounds like it.
It sounds like it. Does that apply to burn, loot, and murder?
Yeah, it does sound like it, yeah.
Yeah. To Antifa?
Right.
Okay. All right, we're going
to... Anti-fascist, yeah. Well, see, that's back to the enemy always says you're doing, you know, they point at you and say you're doing exactly what they're doing. And just the name anti-fascist means they're fascist because they're implying that all the rest of us are fascists if they're the anti-fascists. So it's nothing but a silly word game that people fall into because of lack of knowledge.
Marx said, always accuse your opposition of doing what you're doing, or basically of who you are. Now, speaking of fascists, let's hear 22 seconds of Joe Obama Biden.
And for those brave right-wing Americans who say it's all about keeping America's independent and safe, if you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15. You need something a little more than a gun. No, I'm not joking. Think about this. Think about the rationale we use. That's used. And for those brave right-wing Americans who say it's all about keeping America's independent and safe, if you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15. You need something a little more than a gun. No, I'm not joking. Think about this. Think about the rationale we use.
Feels so fine, this new age church of mine. The service is laid back. But still I know you reap what's sowed, and I can't stop thinking about all of that. Well, I remember when God was praised, but that's not what the new age church is for. The truth is fine, but it's long gone. The gospel's truth. But it ain't wanted anymore. I am, he said. You had better care. There is a judgment for all. You will be there. I am, he died, and he has risen on high. And if you're lost, then you had better know why. Believe him only still. Did you ever read about a child who seemed to be a king? And he became one. Well, he's coming back to judge the world, and he and the Father are still the very same one. But I've had a fearfulness deep inside, and I've cried because I'm so afraid to know. And I'm not a man kind to be scared till I go to heaven, or as I fear, below. I am, he said. You had better care. Is it a judgment for all?
you will be there.
I am, he died. He is risen on high. If you're lost, then you had better know why. I am, he said. You had better care. There is a judgment for all. You will be there. I am, he died. He is risen.
Yeah, he has risen on high. Boy, has he. And boy, the world's about to find that out in spades. And I got to tell you, the guy that sang that song's got talent. But he's not pretty. He's got talent, but he's not pretty. But I know who is pretty. Pretty and smart. And, well, we call that pretty smart. And that is none other than Miss Wendy Wilson. Hey, Wendy.
Yes.
Did you notice what Joe Obama is doing? You see what he's doing? Remember what Hitler did? He had to have an enemy. He had to get an enemy to get the people behind him. And he made the Jews the enemy. Everything that was wrong with society was because of the Jews. Now, what's Obama doing? Obama and all of these people, like the governor of New York and the guy that's running in Florida for governor against DeSantis, all of them are coming out. And what are they doing? They're making mega people, mega fascists, right? Well, who are mega people? They're mostly made up of Christians, aren't they? And so
Christians and conservatives, which usually go together.
And so he's using the Hitler's tactics and Karl Marx's tactics. This is what Joe Obama is owned. The entire Joe Obama crime cartel is owned by the Chinese Communist Party. And he dances to their tune. The crime family has got billions there from the corrupt Chinese. They're as corrupt gets all day long. It's corrupt. But anyhow, just so we have to get that out. And I've got a bunch of stuff we're going to get out. But first, we got to find out what you're here to talk about.
Well, before we're here to talk about what I'm here to talk about, I have a biblical question. The Bible says it's appointed unto man once to die, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And so what does it mean when it's, I guess, talking about the rapture of the church, that some will not taste death?
Well, that means some will be alive when they're caught up. They'll be caught up and they'll be changed in the air. And they won't be, you know, they'll still be alive, so they won't taste death. Now, then the other application is when you talk about the actual definition. Now, there's different words used for death there. The actual definition of death is separation from God. And so he's not talking about, in that case, he's talking about those that whose heart stops beating and they become room temperature, and not those that are condemned to hell.
Okay, so I guess it doesn't apply to everybody wants to die in the literal sense.
Right. Well, when he says it's appointed all men wants to die, now he's talking, that's a generality. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Like, for example, Lazarus died twice, right?
Right? What a guy. I don't know if I would want to be Lazarus, really.
Yeah. Well, today you have, remember all of those that rose when Christ was crucified, when the graves were opened and all those people arose, well, they died a second time. But he's speaking of there in generalities that's a generality. It's not, like, for example, okay, raise up your child in the admonition of the Lord, and when he is old, he'll return to the teachings. In other words, he's telling you, if you raise your children up and teach them up on the Word of God, when they might go away from it for a while, but they'll come back to it. Now, in general, that's happened. I mean, that's the majority of them will do that, but not all, not every single one. Others will go bad and they'll stay bad. And so, unfortunately, there's a lot of parents out there listening to me now that unfortunately know that in spades. And so, anyhow, that's where that's at. Joe could have told you that if he wanted to, but he didn't care to tell you. Well, with that, Wendy, we better let you tell us what, yeah.
Well, I mean, I kind of ran a couple of topics by you on the text message, and you said you've already covered the 5G.
Yeah, we certainly have. We've done several. In fact, we actually did that about 3 years ago when they first started coming out talking. We were doing that, but yeah, we've done a number of programs on 5G and how that relates to these vaccines. How that is, and the graphene within your body and so on.
Okay, did you cover why 5G is different than 3 and 4G?
No, I didn't. I thought okay, it was
so
just...
So we can kind of hit that briefly, if you don't mind. We could do that, because a lot of people think it's all the same. It is the same radio wave technology, okay? But the difference with 5G is it brings millimeter waves, they call them MM waves, into the picture, which the other generation technology did not. So it's higher up, the MM waves are higher up on the spectrum than the other frequencies from the previous generation of cell technology. So millimeter waves are considered non-ionizing radiation, just like the others, and it's considered a sub-technology of 5G. It transfers more information over shorter distances faster. So there's been some research on the health aspects of this, but some sources are reporting the waves have, you know, tremendous impact on, let's say, the human brain. This was a June 2022 report from the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology. And they said the MM waves are completely absorbed by the body and create electromagnetic sensitivities. Now, we have an electrical charge inside our body. Our brain uses electrical charges, our heart does. So a lot of this technology can disrupt our own electrical systems in our system. So radiation penetrates and can disrupt our electrical impulses God gave us. So they're saying it can affect the brain. It can cause changes to the brain activity that will show up on an EEG. They also said it'll affect your liver, your myocardium, which is your middle muscle of the heart, your kidneys, your bone marrow, your eyes, and also if you have ulcers, it makes changes to ulcers. So according to this research, your millimeter waves produce a much higher magnetic force than your regular EMF technology, and it's highly penetrating to the body. So this means your largest organ of your body is your skin, and it can't deflect these waves. Here's a quote from Inforon Health. They said, the effects on your eyes is your eyes lack sufficient blood flow to dissipate the heat these EMF radiation forces give you. And so your eyes are more vulnerable. Additionally, they say your eyes are located on the outside of the human body and therefore are directly exposed to your MM wave radiation. Cambridge University says exposure of the eyes leads to an absorption of your EMF energy by, and it comes characterized by water content. So areas of the body may have more water content, and it affects that more. So your eyes are mostly water. So you're going to have, according to them, ocular lesions. They've been found after high-intensity exposure from these type of waves and radiation. Cambridge goes on to say there's a growing concern about possible health and biological effects of the wireless technologies, and most of the bioelectromagnetic studies have investigated mobile phone exposures, and only a few studies have focused on the biocompatibility of millimeter waves. So they're just kind of tip of the iceberg in looking at this. But here is what Horizon EU Research and Innovation reported. They said the radiation emitted by 5G will largely be the same as previous networks, except that it will be exposing us to something called millimeter waves for the first time. So they're saying there's not enough research to really say it's safe. They go on to say Interference Health says MM waves energy permeates the epidermis, your skin, and one has to consider that conductivity varies with different levels of water content in your skin. So your hands, for example, they don't have as much water activity as, let's say, your eyes do. So the other problem, Pastor, is they found out, according to the Cambridge University report, your MM waves can interfere or control the human immune system.
Did you hear what came out today? That the average lifespan for men from since 2019 has dropped from 77 to 73.
Right. I did see that. And this is the second year in a row that our longevity has taken a hit. Yeah.
And so now women are still at 79. They still live
lost a few months, but no years.
Well, Wendy, is that some form of discrimination then against us guys?
No, I don't think so. But Cambridge is saying this, which should be a shocker. They're saying there's not enough information on MM waves. This is what Cambridge found out. During the past 25 years, the effects of millimeter waves on the immune system have been extensively studied, showing they can modulate immune responses. So they already know. And some of the things Cambridge said that the MM waves affect in your immune system are they alter your cell cycle and your cell reproductions. They alter your gene expression through thermal effects and can change the protein expression. And also they alter cell membranes. So, and some people say, well, I'll just, layer on clothes. It'll be fine. Well, clothes don't offer any protection. Cambridge says clothing in direct contact with your skin enhances the power of the transmissions.
That don't mean you can go naked, Joe.
Yeah.
And they also... Cambridge is also cautioning people on the wireless, wearing the wireless devices because they have an antenna effect. So... a lot of people wear those, there's like a computer phone on their wrist. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Yep. So I think we have real issues with the EMF radiations with the new generation 5G.
Yeah, we have. We've known that for a while, but they also work with the graphene that's in these that's in these kill shots, these bioweapon shots called vaccines.
Well, I imagine so. I mean, we have our own electrical system God built into us, and it's altering that. And then you've got probably materials that are conductive of the EMF radiation. So, we got a real problem.
Right. Well, it actually has an effect. They can use that radiation to... working with these to change your thought patterns.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, you have to wonder, about, these stories you hear about people being remoted, and you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so here, now I think I kind of know one of the reasons why life expectancy has dropped. How about this from the Defender? This is the Defenders, the Children's Health Defense News and Views, an article by Robert F. Kennedy. He says, as COVID vaccine injuries pile up, it's worth remembering medicine is a leading cause of death in the U.S. Now, it's not medicine. What we call, what they're talking about is pharmakia is a leading cause of death in the U.S. what you have, Wendy, natural herbs is actual medicine. Does the skyrocketing all-cause mortality observed since 2021 have anything to do with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration enabling of deadly COVID-19 vaccines? Well, I think it's got everything to do with it. And in his 1974 book, accompanying article with the shared title of Medical Nemesis, philosopher and theologian Ivan Illich boldly asserted that medical professional practice and related health policies, which he characterized as both industry and religion, had become a major threat to health. Leading medical figures such as Richard Smith, a longtime medical journal editor and critic of fraudulent health research, later credited Illich with remarkable prescience about iatrogenesis, the covered term for ailments where doctors, drugs, diagnostics, hospitals, and other medical institutions act as sickening agents. Well, sickening agents, that's what they are. We have a clip that we're going to play here at the top of the hour. But before we get into that, we're going to have to do some lightning rounds. So, Joe, you ready to do some lightning rounds?
I've got one I want to do and see what Wendy has to say. There's a new story out of World News Daily. New ivermectin study shows 92% lower chance of COVID death. The Brazilian research scientist, Dr. Flavio Cattigiani, said that his home country showed a dose-response effect. In other words, the more you used, the more protection you had. And they were giving people ivermectin regularly every 15 days for 6 to 8 weeks. They had a 92% reduction in mortality. And it goes along. We had those studies by Harvey Risch at Yale Medical School. And then there was Dr. Pierre Corey that was talking about how there have been 82 trials, 33 randomized controlled trials with about 129,000 patients from 27 countries that show massive benefits of ivermectin in treating COVID-19, and now they're pushing this Brazilian thing. He said there's also one other big study out there now conducted by some investigators without any conflict of interest, found the drug led to massive reductions in COVID infection, hospitalization, and death, yet virtually no media coverage. So the truth keeps trying to rear its ugly head against all the lies and deception, but we keep one after another coming up with one more study trying to tell the truth, right?
Right, absolutely. It is, you know, it's interesting that a firmifuge medication, because that's what ivermectin pretty much is having such, you know, protective effects of this thing. So you have to wonder, you know, how did they design this COVID? Because this is a man-made virus, by the way. You know,
right.
to the point that, you know, an antiparasitical type of application kind of neutralizes it.
Well, what I find is just from a scriptural, from a Bible point, God always seems to take something simple and uses it to confound. You know, here's what they call a horse warmer, and this thing across the world has saved a lot of lives, and would have saved hundreds of thousands more if people had listened to the doctors using it. You know, using the dosage they recommended instead of listening to the pharmaceutical experts. And it just fits with God's way of doing. He took something simple like a horse warmer and used it to save the believers.
Well, you know, the thing of it is we showed some of the clips from some of those researchers where the things they found in these things they call the vaccines were literally live And you know, we watched a film where these
yeah,
things actually
moving and everything. Well, a horse wormer kills what? Worms.
Yeah. Well,
these were genetically somehow modified, kind of like a worm, then in how they acted in the body.
Well, not only that, but there was something that was very strange about it. You know, most worms or maggots, I mean, if you raise something over, you're going to smash them. They're not going to try to move away from that. But these things, these parasites, when they held something over them, tried to immediately get away. Actually, some tried to climb out of the little dish that they were in.
Yeah, the medium, you know.
Yeah, so this was, in other words, this telling you that these things had some form of intelligence. And these are things that they were putting in, that's things that are in that vaccine. It's an amazing thing. Here, confirmed, new study reveals disposable face masks contain four times the acceptable carcinogen exposure levels. A recent study confirmed disposable face masks released dangerous levels of carcinogen titanium dioxide, TiO2. The masks were required by Dr. Fauci and his cronies during the COVID pandemic. The study found that TiO2 levels exceeded the acceptable exposure level by four times or more. Well, you know, I think we kind of already knew that, right? And so here in the report from the NI National Library of Medicine, although titanium dioxide is a suspected human carcinogen, when inhaled, fiber-grade TiO2 nanoparticles were demonstrated as synthetic textile fibers of face masks intended for the general public. Steminics analysis on sections of a variety of single-use and reusable face masks visualized agglomerated near spherical TiO2 particles in a non-woven fabrics, polyester, polyamide, and bicarbonate fibers. Medium-sized constituent particles range from 89 to 184 nms, implying an important factions of nano-sized particles. So anyhow, he's telling you all this, is saying that, guess what? Those face masks are doing you a lot of damage. We kind of already knew that, didn't we?
We've been telling people that, yes.
Okay, and so OSHA, remember OSHA had up on their website, do not operate machinery. If you're going to wear a face mask, do not operate any machinery. These are not good, and they do not recommend face masks if you're doing any kind of hard labor or any kind of fast, not to wear them. In fact, OSHA had on there not to wear them until Fauci said, wait a minute, stop it. OSHA, we can make a lot of money. There's a lot of money to be made. You know, you invest in the face masks, too. Then all of that changed, right?
Yeah.
It's all about follow the money, isn't it?
Well, it's like leadership. Like, what was it? Joe Biden was up telling another big lie. He was talking about January 6th and how the mob of thousands of people come storming down on the poor police, breaking down doors and windows and killing several police officers.
Always accuse the opposition of what doing what you're doing, huh?
Right. We had, what, Ashley Babbitt killed, but she was a veteran and killed by D.C. police.
By dirty cops. That's D.C.
That was beaten to death, Joe, by a cop.
By racist, Joe, racist. These are racist. D.C. stands for dirty cops, Joe. Okay, hang tight. That's what it stands for. We'll be back right after this. Don't go away. We got a lot more to come yet. Be right back.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to wrwl.org. That's wrwl.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.